Hey, what is up? What's going on, everybody? Joe, Radio 690 ADV. Thank you for stopping in. Thank you for giving me a little bit of your time, or maybe I'm just helping you get away and not think about anything that's work-related or anything like that, and you just want to hear a little motorcycle talk or something like that. Well, hey, thank you for stopping in. If this is your first time, don't forget, make sure you hit that subscribe button or whatever they call it on iTunes or the Google Podcast or Spotify, or don't forget, the home is anchor.fm. Make sure you download that app, and then that way you're notified about all of our stuff once you hit that subscribe button, and then you'll know about all of our podcasts that are coming out. And we got quite a few. We got 100 and something. But anyway, if you'd like to be a supporter of the podcast, we sure would definitely love any support that you could give to us. If you're on anchor.fm, it's very simple. Just click that donate and little button on there, and then it doesn't matter how much you donate. Every little bit helps, because it helps with SD cards, time, and stuff that goes into all of this podcasting mumbo jumbo that we work on and get it out. Not only that, it also helps our YouTube channel too. Don't forget about our YouTube channel. We got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos for everybody, from new riders to intermediate to just whoever. We got lots of great subscribers that are out there that pitch in and help out quite a bit. Not only that, I want to give a shout out to all of our subscribers that are out there that give just great input, and it's really cool to see a lot of the subscribers starting their own channels and stuff. So kudos to you guys, and thank you so very much. And it's youtube.com/690ADV, and you can hit me up email through 690ADV@gmail.com anytime, anywhere, any place, and we sure do appreciate you 100%. Anyway, onto the podcast today. We're going to talk about basically maybe you've been just listening to this stuff, and I've been getting a whole bunch of emails and a whole bunch of people, comments, and all sorts of stuff coming down the pike, and people talking about, you know, getting their first bike and maybe getting a dual sport and trying to get into this stuff. And it just looks so interesting. You know, when the pavement ends, you know, they want to keep on going, you know, and they want to check out all these cool things, and, you know, and they're starting to travel more. Maybe they're getting a little up in age a little bit. Heck, I'm 50 years old, man. And I feel like I'm just kind of almost going down in age versus going up. You know, you're only as old as your mind wants you to be. So, you know, keep that in mind. You know, it's really mindset for a lot of stuff and for a lot of people that are out there. So that being said, you know, people starting to think about coming over and doing some dual sport stuff, and they want to get their first bike and stuff like that. And they've got a street bike, or they've never even really ridden that much, you know, maybe just a couple of dirt bikes out in the backyard or something like that. And they're thinking about maybe getting that first dual sport bike, you know, or some type of bike to do some traveling. But the whole purpose of it all is to truly get off road and see some of that dirt, because that's where all the good stuff's at, man. I don't care what anyone says. That's where the good stuff's at. When you get in that dirt, everything changes, you know, and maybe you want to do some camping off the bike and stuff like that. And we've talked about that in earlier podcasts, but here's the kicker. I would love to maybe discourage people from getting large adventure bikes. You know, a lot of people see these things and they see them going up and down the road, and they look cool and fantastic, and they look super neat and all these wonderful things. But if you're just getting into this stuff, and maybe you're coming over from the street or something like that, I totally, truly want to explain why I think they're dangerous for people that are just coming over to the dual sport world and really don't have a whole lot of off-road experience. Number one, they're just big. You know, there's no way around it. They're not small, they're big. And when you get them off road, they get really kind of hard to handle a little bit. And that's where you can really get yourself in a little bit of, you know, a situation, or you can get yourself into situations, you know, is their size. You know, they're pretty massive, and you can pack a lot of stuff on them, but on the highway, they are just muy bueno. They are perfect. They're awesome. And, you know, riding on the street is honestly, I don't want to take away from some people. Riding fast and being good having the ability and the agility to maneuver a motorcycle, you know, fast and smart, you know, like the race rider, stuff like that. I get that. I mean, I really do, but that's not what these bikes are made for. They're made for adventure touring and traveling and getting out and packing gear and your clothing and, you know, and maybe tents and all that type of stuff. But they are, they're big, man. If you've never sat on one, please get out and go sit on one or take one for a test drive. If you've got a local dealership that will allow you to get out on a test drive or, you know, saddle up on one and get out. And then you can see what I'm talking about. And what I always try to say to people is that when you're looking at a bike, please keep in mind, do about a 15-degree tilt right to left, especially with somebody there. And you know, you got to understand, when you sit on one of these bikes, they don't really have anything on them. They're pretty much naked. You know, they don't even really have much fuel in them, especially if you're at a dealership, you know, and they're comfy. God, trust me, 90% of them are super, super comfy. And that's really what sells them, because they feel good. They really do when you're in the dealership. But think about it. You're on solid ground. It's flat. It's level. You got your feet planted. You know, the handlebars are nice and upright. You're sitting upright. You feel comfortable. It feels good in the back. It feels good in your butt. It feels good in your legs, all that stuff. But what I want you to do is about a 15-degree. And what I mean by 15-degree tilt or lean, I want you to lean that bike just a little bit, about 15 degrees. Make sure you've got that foot out a little bit and just feel that weight. You don't even have to go 15. You can go 5 degrees, and trust me, you're going to feel all 500 something pounds of that bike. Make no mistake about it. So go right to left, because most people are dominant one way or another. Most of your riders are either dominant to their left or dominant to their right. So you'll know which leg feels right. So, you know, and also with your turning and stuff like that, they're harder to turn. So if you're dominant right, if you're a really good right-handed turner, when you turn to the left, you're gonna feel that bike and you're gonna feel that weight. That's with no gear on it. So if you're planning on traveling, rule of thumb is anytime that you travel and you're gonna take some gear with you, just plan on 30 to 70 pounds. That is an average, and that's just the way it is. And I'm sure I'll get some people that are sitting back listening going, my gear is only 9 pounds, man. I've got it down to ultralight air. Well, yeah, whatever. You don't adventure travel, because true adventure traveling, you can't even get even an ultralight tent, a single pole, even mine is one of the lightest tents on the planet, and it's 3 pounds. So it's not quite three, but it's really, really close. It's like 2 pounds and change. And it uses a trekking pole to hold it up. So, but I'm just saying, you're going to have some of that weight on there. So keep that in mind when you're out there. And that's really the biggest deception of these bikes, is they just feel so comfortable, and then you get them on the highway and they just ride so nice. But when you get them off road, even when you update those tires, and that's a totally different podcast, a totally different thing to talk about, is tires when you're getting off road. How do they feel? Because you can go to a standard, just a dirt road, and it's not too bad. It actually runs pretty good. But if you're not used to riding off-road, you start getting into washboards, you start getting into some sand, you start getting into rutted out, rock steps, cobblestone, loose rock. I'm not talking scree or pebbles. I'm talking loose rock. I've been on some roads that it just 1 minute it looks just beautiful and great and it's nice and smooth. Next thing you know, man, you're either going up in elevation or going down in elevation, and lots of big rocks. And if you've ever heard people talk, they riders that go out and adventure ride, they'll talk about roads and conditions and stuff like that. And when you hear them talking about those conditions, that's what they mean. And you'll hear everything from, pebble to baseball to grapefruit to baby heads to boulder. And I mean, what they mean by that is the size of the rock that litters the road. And some of that stuff, I mean, those big bikes, they bounce around. Make no mistake about it. They do have a plush suspension, but they bounce. And they're big and they're heavy. And once they're out of control, make no mistake, they are out of control. You've got to be able to have your head wrapped around it. You've got to be very fast on your feet. And sometimes you can save it. Sometimes you can't. So with that being said, they're big and they're heavy. And then all the gear that you're packing on them, you just definitely want to pay attention to that because it can be downright dangerous. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be downright dangerous. Now, I'm not trying to sway you and say that, no, you should not go get an adventure bike or anything like that. What I am saying is what you should do, in my personal opinion, and I've been doing it for quite a while, not as long as others, but I've been doing it long enough that I can hold my own and I know how to take care of my business and I know how to take care of the business when I'm out actually traveling and adventure traveling. Try to start small. Get some time under your belt. And then once you get some of that time under your belt, then graduate to a little bit bigger of a bike. And not only that, you don't want to start out wrong, because starting out wrong sometimes can ruin everything. And what I mean by everything, I mean it can ruin everything. It can ruin what could be a perfect lifelong, you know, happiness in a matter of time. And biff, bam, boom, now you got scared, and maybe it just kind of took your mindset out of it, and now you have no desire to get out, you have no desire to ride that motorcycle anymore. All you want to do is sell it. You don't care what you really get for it, other than if you could get as much money back as you possible. And the sad part is if you would have started a little bit different, that could have been the difference. And it could have just brought you into a lifelong adventure happiness. And I've said it once, I've said it a million times. Dual sporting and adventure riding is, in all honesty, if you really want to truly get out, and I mean really truly want to get out and adventure ride and actually see a lot of this wonderful, great planet that we have and some of those great areas out there, you're going to have to go off-road. And by doing that, it's difficult. It's not easy. Videos do it no justice, and it doesn't help one way or another, and they don't talk about the struggles that they went through. But here's the deal. Dual sporting and adventure riding is the absolute hardest thing that you will ever do that you will love if you do it right. And if you do it right, it'll change your life. It'll absolutely change your life. It'll make you so happy, and you'll wonder why you didn't do it sooner. You'll wonder why you didn't do it sooner. But again, back to the large adventure bikes, I'm telling you, I'm not saying that you cannot do it. What I'm saying is, I just think it's not a great idea to start out on a large, heavy adventure bike, like say 450 pounds plus. Start light, man. Start on like a DRZ 400, you know, a KLR 650, just something that's 450 sub down, and take your time. And really, in all honesty, lighter is really going to be better because you can pick that motorcycle up and it's going to be a lot easier to maintain and handle when you do get off road. Now, they're not going to be the best on the road. There's no such thing as the unicorn and the rainbow. That doesn't exist. You have to make your own unicorn and rainbows on motorcycles. There's give and there is take. So you got to figure out really what is the best thing that you want to do. If all you want to do is ride on the road and you can truly come to terms with yourself and say, you know what, I just am not going to do anything other than a dirt road, then man, kudos to you and go get whatever you want, because then it doesn't really matter. But please keep in mind, take it easy on those bigger bikes because they are big, they are heavy, and when they go down, man, it's we call it the yard sale. It's just, I mean, if your leg gets caught, any of that type of stuff, they're big, they're heavy, they're pretty unforgiving, and I don't want to discourage you. Again, this is not a discouragement. I'm just saying, lighter, build some confidence, really get out and see it, appreciate for what it really is. and then move up to a bigger bike. And I think you'll be a whole lot happier, and I think you'll enjoy things a whole lot more. Do you agree or disagree? If you're listening and you are an adventure rider and you've been riding for a while, do you agree with me? Do you think I'm pretty much right? Do you think that they're dangerous? I mean, I really do think that they're dangerous, you know, for newer riders or people that have never really adventure ridden or dual sporting. And I don't think that a lot of the videos and the people that are out there are doing a whole lot of justice for us and explaining how difficult some of the stuff is that when you get out there and you ride, especially those Jeep passes, those canyons and stuff like that. And when you go out west, you're in elevation. So you're oxygen deprived. And not only that, everything's just harder. Everything's harder. You exert so much energy just trying to muscle that big old heavy bike around. And I just think that it would be better served. And I think you would be happier in the long run in your dual sport life if you were to start just a little bit lighter and a little bit easier to maintain that bike off-road. What do you think? Let me know. Anyway, hey, I'm Joe, Radio 690 ADV. Don't forget, hit that subscribe button, and don't forget about our Amazon store. Maybe you're looking for some gear or something like that for your new bike, or maybe you just want to tinker around and just see what's out there. Anyway, you can find that at amazon.com/shop/690ADV, and don't forget our YouTube channel, youtube.com/690ADV, and you can hit me up anytime, 690ADV@gmail.com. And I just think that those bigger bikes are a little bit dangerous for newer adventure riders and people that are just wanting to get into it. And I think lighter bikes are the better way to go. So, hey, with that being said, please be safe and please get out and enjoy it. And it is becoming riding season. It's about 68 degrees here in Dallas today, and it's really super nice. Hopefully it's nice in your part of the country. And like I said, you know, get out, ride, and always try to find your adventure. I don't care if it's riding down to the Starbucks, man. Just get out and ride. We should never, ever discourage, discriminate, or anything like that for people that just want to get out and ride. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the riding, man. It's you and your bike. So, hey, I'm Joe. Have a great day and enjoy your week. And think about that maybe if you're thinking about, getting into adventure riding or anything like that. Or maybe you just want to get one, you know. Think about maybe going a little bit lighter because I think they're safer and I think you'll appreciate it in the long run. Hey, I'm Joe, Radio 690 ADV. Be safe. Find your adventure. 690 out.